All right, let's go to the next webcam video.
In 2001, Portugal decriminalized drug possession and drug use for personal use. They've seen a decline in drug usage rates, they've seen a decline in drug-related crime, and they've seen increases in the number of addicts willing to go to substance abuse programs and treatment centers. Do the panelists think that that Portuguese experiment is relevant to the United States, and what kind of light does it shed on our more prohibitionist policies towards drug use?
The Portuguese example is very telling. In part because it showed that you could entirely decriminalize drug possession and not see increases in drug use or drug problems. But also what they did was that for people who are struggling with addiction, they didn't just say what David's proposing, give them a drug court and if they can't stay clean, lock them up and keep punishing them. What they didn't say was they set up panels of health professionals, not criminal justice professionals. And they had people come and say, are you just using this drug? Is this not a problem? Then we're not going to put you into a forced program. But if you have a real addiction problem, then we are going to find some elements of treatment. So Portugal is, I think, the wave of the future.
Okay,
so the question is, did drug use go down because of treatment or because of legalization? Might have gone down because they're doing more treatment.